Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 649 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. And as always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in from Adam, but before we get to Adam's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Braintree. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing when your customers want to pay you, obviously, right? But what if they could pay you in every single way possible? Well, Braintree lets you accept all forms of payment, including PayPal, Apple Pay, Android Pay, and more. Now you can take them all also in over 130 different currencies. So as your company grows, Braintree will stay by your side from your first dollar to your billionth dollar. All it takes is a couple of lines of code to get started. And to learn more about this payment system, check them out at BraintreePayments.com/Pat. Again, that's BraintreePayments.com/Pat. All right, now here's today's question from Adam.
Hey, Pat. Adam Spencer from MorningRaw.com here. I'm just sitting here reading the beginning, somewhere in the beginning of your book, Will It Fly? It's in the part where we're filling out what a great life would look like in 5 years from now. And I'm reading the bit that says, I'm an advisor for a dozen different companies and organizations that I love, whose products or services I enjoy using. My question is, I'm just curious to know what the goal is for being an advisor to these companies. Is it monetary? Is it because you just absolutely love these companies and want to see them go in the right direction? Is it a mix of those? Is it something else? I'm just really curious to know what your thoughts are behind that, what your motivations are. If you'd share those, that would be amazing. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, Adam, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. Again, this is Adam from Morning Roar, like Lion Roar, morningroar.com. Now, to answer your question, you know, what is my goal with being an advisor for these different companies? You mentioned a lot of what is important to me. For one, I love great companies who do great things. And if I can in any way help them succeed, if I can in any way influence what else they could do to help them succeed and help my audience succeed, then I want to be a part of that. You might have seen this already with something like Lead Pages. So I'm an advisor for Lead Pages, for example, and also ConvertKit. You've heard me talk about those quite a bit. I've been able to help them get started and launch, but I've also, in doing so, have gotten access to people that over there who then I can talk about, well, what is really needed in this space and what kind of features should be added and whatnot, which helps not only myself, but all of you too who are in the online business world as well. So that's kind of a big part of it. You know, the ability to not only have these relationships with these companies that might be a little bit more formal, and we end up, you know, on paper, we're having conversations every week and we're talking about what's working, what's not, what we can do to improve. That is great. Having those relationships are fantastic. But more than that, I'm able to influence what they do to help all of you. That's my primary goal. Coming along with that, of course, is a, you know, potential monetary you know, compensation for that. And that comes in all different forms. I'm not going to get specific for any of these companies on what those deals look like. However, that might include something like stock options or owning a percentage of the company. It might include a monthly retainer fee to have, you know, access to me and get advisory calls and whatnot. So kind of that's what it looks like too. And the money, you know, I would also do it without the money there. I've talked to some people about these deals that I've set up, and many people were like, Pat, you should be getting more for your time. And I'm like, no, you know, I'm here to help these companies. And I know that if I can help these companies, it's going to come back my way many times over, because in doing so, I'm able to influence what they do, influence a little bit about, you know, the direction they go, and just be a sounding board for certain decisions that they have to make. And I love having that control and that power. I mean, I don't make all the decisions, but I'm able to just at least plant seeds in their brains on what can and should be done. We've seen a lot of progress with things like lead pages. I mean, I was the one who came up with the idea for the lead boxes, which has become a very popular feature there. And they've obviously taken that to the next level since my sort of initial seed idea. And I love that. That's why it's there. Then that's why I'm doing what I'm doing there. Overall, I'd like to be an advisor for, you know, a dozen or so companies. In looking ahead at that, you know, that would be plenty for me to be involved with, where I'd be able to have a, you know, a say in certain things and be able to influence certain decisions that might happen, or at least be there as a sounding board for those companies. Again, because I love those companies. I've been asked to be an advisor for several other companies, and I say no because, you know, I'm very picky and choosy with who I work with, who I'm associated with and whatnot. But also at the same time, I know that, you know, there's a chance for some of these companies to blow up and explode. And I mean that in a great way, you know, to just crush it in terms of earnings, and those investments of time and my little, you know, earnings that I get from them could end up being substantial. That's how people like Tim Ferriss and Gary Vaynerchuk have earned a lot of their wealth, is through the advisories that they have with other companies, or getting in early on rounds with you know, things like Uber and Twitter and whatnot. And you know, that's kind of it. I mean, I'm having fun with it. I love it. So that's really it, Adam, and I hope that makes sense. And yeah, that's a cool thing. I'm very blessed to be in a position where people are actually looking to me for advice, not just people in my audience, but other companies too, who respect what I do. And you know, I have a lot of you to thank for that, because you are there and you're getting a lot of value from what I do, and you're you know, taking my recommendations and whatnot. But I don't take that lightly either. I also know that I have a lot of responsibility with where I'm at. I also know that I could just promote a product or say that I'm an advisor for a company, and boom, a lot of things will happen with that company. Similar to what happened with ConvertKit. You know, I was able to, through a webinar, convert over 700 new subscribers, which was awesome. And I'm very happy to do that. And it's a win for everybody, I think. But I have to be very careful about who I work with, who I recommend, and I don't take that responsibility lightly. So you can always ensure that I will do my best and do over the top work to make sure that if I do work with companies as an advisor, that it is a company that I am truly in love with, that if I recommend a product, that it's a product that I've used and truly feel like it would help. So Adam, thanks so much for the question. I appreciate it, and I wish you all the best. And everybody else out there listening, thank you for your time. So we're going to send Adam a t-shirt for having his question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like to be potentially featured here, just head on over to Ask Pat, click on the record button, and ask away. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And to finish off, here's a quote by Scott Stratton from Unmarketing. He says, "Too often, feeling intimidated becomes our excuse not to be awesome." You guys are all awesome. Don't feel intimidated. Use that resistance as a sign that whatever it is that you're looking to do is actually something worth doing, because there's always something great on the other end. Thanks so much. And I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.